Okay, good morning, everybody. So we're up to the penultimate Mizmor of Tehillim, which is momentous as we come to the conclusion of our second round of Tehillim into the pandemic and out of the pandemic, even if out of the pandemic means, as I think we're beginning to realize, Delta Plus, ongoing vigilance. But without taking an iota away from our perspective, which has been our perspective the whole time, of Nishmartem Me'od L'Nafsho Seichem, but we have to continue to follow the advice of the Rofei Uman Shloso Makom and really pay very careful attention to the doctors and understand how to balance many different factors. So the Mizmor begins, and you'll forgive me the crass, perhaps the crass reference of singing in the rain. Hallelujah, Shiru LaHashem Shir Chadash. Sometimes we have to learn how to sing a Shir Chadash, a song that we never really planned on singing. And when I think back retrospectively on how we conducted ourselves during the pandemic, what we did was we made a Shir Chadash. That Shir Chadash included things like Zoom, and included things like outdoor minyanim, and included things like masking and social distancing. And Baruch Hashem, to this date, we haven't had a single case of transmission within the context of our shul and any activity and any shir and any in any minyan. And that Shir Chadash was sung by the Chasidim. That's the motif of this mizmor, Tilaso Bikal Chasidim, Yalzu Chasidim Bechavod, and then at the end, Lasos Behemishpat Katuv, Hadaru L'chol Chasidav, Hallelujah. Three times the term Chasid appears in this relatively brief mizmor, and we know that a Chasid, as the Rambam defines it, is somebody who goes beyond that which is absolutely demanded or expected. A Chasid is different than the Chacham in the sense that a Chasid is somebody who goes Lifnim Mishuras Hadin, as it were, beyond that which is demanded or required. A chassid is somebody who understands that there's, a greater level that needs to be achieved, and sometimes circumstances impose that upon us. So for all those who stood out in the cold, and all those who stood out in the rain, and all those who built the tents, and all those who figured out a completely different definition of what it meant to be part of a community, to be part of a kehila, so tila, so bikal chassidim, it became a kehila of chassidim where everybody needed to go above and beyond and to reimagine what it was that they did. And it was a remarkable experience. And even as we turn to our normalcy, that sense of tilaso bikal chassidim, of being prepared to go above and beyond, to make a shir chadash as the hour requires, is something which I think is very, very consequential. And just to conclude with one further note for the mizmor, the Gemara Masechta Brachos, the very beginning of the first parak, and Daf Dalet Daf Hey discusses the practice of Kriyat Shema Lamita, and notes that somebody recites Kriyat Shema Lamita as Ke'ocheis Cherev Shel Shtei Fios. It's like holding a double-edged sword, based on the pasuk that we have here in Mizmor Kof Memtes, Romimos El Bigeronam V'Cherev Pifios Biadam. The whole idea of Kriyat Shema Lamita was protection from what the Talmud considered to be very dangerous. There's a lot of demonology in the Talmud, speaking about Shadim and the like. So Shadim could just be a stand-in for things that are threatening to us in society, right? The Chachmei HaMasorah, the Tanaim and the Amoraim didn't know about viruses. Okay, so they called them Shadim, but we understand that they have different names. They could be viruses, they could be bacterial infections, there could be all kinds of global warming, there could be all kinds of other things that threaten us. And the idea of Romamos El Bigrona V'cherev Pifios Biadam, the whole idea of Kriyat Shema Lamita is Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim, when a person is facing a more threatening or precarious situation. I think that's exactly what we as a kehila did, Tilaso Bikal Chasidim, that we went above and beyond, and we made sure to continue to be mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be kabbal malchus shamayim, even when that malchus was expressed, and for us, what was a very frightening way in overturning the world as we knew it, and we continued to cleave to him and going above and beyond. Lasos bahem mishpat kasuv, hadar hu l'chol chasidav, hallelujah. We practice the chasidus, that is the calling card of a people that's always known what it meant to go beyond. Ya'alzu chasidim bechavod, yiranidu al mishkevo sam, romimos el begronam v'cherev pifios biadam, that's always known what it's meant to go above and beyond the call of duty.